Welcome to the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast, where I share stories of the babies I've treated, tips for professionals and parents, and demystify this magical healing modality. I'm Megan Beams, your baby bodywork mentor, and I'm obsessed with all things birth, psychology, healing, and plain old being a human. Join me while I dig deep into craniosacral therapy. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a thing. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the My Baby Craniosacral Podcast. I am your host, Megan, and today I will be talking about seasons of growth, rest, and repair as a craniosacral practitioner. Right now, it is springtime as I'm recording this, and outside I see that my tulips are coming up, and I am actually planning my garden. I have not done a whole lot lately, and it's gone from riches to rags, let's say. It needs to be spruced up a bit. So I've actually just ordered some edible shrubs, as in the shrubs will grow edible fruit. I'm pretty excited about it because my kids devour fruit. So I feel like having a few bushes on my property can actually help bring my grocery bill down. Let's see if that'll work. Anyway, today's episode is about seasons that we could follow. We live here. Well, some of us live here up in the Northern Hemisphere. I do anyway. And my fellow Canadians live up here in the Northern Hemisphere. I also did poorly in geography, so please don't write me letters talking about other places that are in the Northern Hemisphere because I am a negligent geographer. What? I have no idea. I'm not a geographer. I'm a body worker. I work on bodies. Anyway, we live in a place that has definite seasons. And I want to dive into these seasons and see how we as practitioners can actually follow them and use them to our benefit. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to start with springtime because I love tulips and they're coming up. I'm so excited. Anyway, so spring has this feeling of awakening. We've got brighter days and we've got new signs of growth. Yeah, we might still have a few moldy leaves that are decomposing in our gardens or underneath bushes and in our trees, but that's okay. They're there for a reason. It's memories of last year. We've got now lots of little buds coming out. This time, what we could do is use it to learn a new skill, maybe read a new book, try out a new hobby. Get your brain juices flowing. Find something new that you can use in your practitioner toolkit. And then we've got summer, which is, you know, we've got full blooms, longer days, warmer nights. It feels exciting. And you're usually more sociable. As long as COVID isn't around, you can actually do that. Get together with your friends. Do you remember them? Do you remember your friends? No? Oh. So hard, isn't it? Anyway, during the summer, what you could do is use that time, that excitement, that energy to actually spread this new skill around. Use it in your treatments. Share the knowledge from the new book that you've read and spend more time growing and showing off your growth. It's okay to show off your new growth. People like it when you get excited about the new things that you've learned. Especially when you're going to use it on them in one of their treatments. Some people do. Some people don't, and they'll tell you, and that's okay. You just go with what they need. But it would be great if you could bring this new skill to the table, literally to the table that you're working on, and really work on it and see how it can grow you, grow the human that you're working on. It's a great thing. And then we've got fall. We've got the changing of colors. We've got cooler nights and a feeling of winding down, you know, that slowing down, that feeling of excitement from summer is kind of going off into the distance. You've got your boots back on and your scarf and your big sweater. I love big sweaters. I do. I love them. And now you can, you know, spend less time thinking about that new skill because it is not new anymore. It's actually been integrated into your practice, into your regular repertoire that you use as a practitioner. And then we've got winter, hibernation mode. You got darker nights, very likely less sociable. You don't really go out past dark. And since we still have time change, it's dark by 4:45 p.m. And if you're anything like me, you're asleep by 7:45, 8 p.m. I don't like staying up too late. I put my kids to bed and I lay down beside them to put them to bed. And I am out like a light, just absolutely out like a light. They sleep in my bed. Yes, that's correct. They sleep in my bed. Or do I sleep in their bed? Well, we really haven't figured out whose bed it is. To be honest, it's in their room, but I call it my bed and I allow them to be in my bed. Anyway, I'm not sure. So we can use winter to allow ourselves to rest and repair from that year that we've just had of learning and growing and integrating. Because it's been a big year. Then we got the holiday season that's draining. I don't know about you, but the last year, this past COVID holiday season, we did zero driving, zero visiting, and it was actually quite lovely. I loved it. I didn't have to rest and repair from the holiday season. I just had to be with my kids and make sure that they had a nice time and we made memories, and it was lovely. I really liked it. So it's important to respect ourselves, since a lot of our energy goes to other people. And it's okay to slow down in the winter. It's okay to give yourself a break. It's okay to reflect on the year that you've had, to not push yourself to always be growing. And it's okay to just have an empty mind, to have a nothingness in your mind. Because, you know, what always comes back is springtime. That's a guarantee. We don't know when. You know, we don't know when the spring, real spring. Someone the other day was like, okay, well, you know, second winter is coming, because always in Ontario, we get, you know, a week of really warm and everything. Everyone thinks, oh, it's spring. Woohoo. But we always get, quote unquote, second winter, where it goes back down to like minus five for a few days or another week. And then we get second spring. Ah-ha. So we always know we're going to get first winter, first spring, second winter, second spring. It's always going to come back. You got another chance to grow and learn and integrate. I hope you liked today's episode. Be sure to check out all of the other episodes. And number one thing take home from today would be, it's okay to slow down. Give yourself some grace. Take care.
Hey friends, coming this spring is my Intro to Infant Craniosacral course here in Toronto. I have designed an intensive program for both birth and health professionals to learn the core fundamentals of infant craniosacral therapy. You can learn everything you need in this program to get out there and start treating babies right away. Go to beamcst.com to learn more. That's beams, B-E-A-M-E-S, C-S-T.com to learn more. Again, that's this spring, a two-week program to treat babies with CST immediately after completion. I hope to see you there.